back tonight, everybody, and I'm keen. Oh, yeah. Look, so keen. Broncos versus Eels tonight. Going to be a bit of a different game. No crowds will be there. I wonder if they're going to add any background noises. Backgrounds, fake cheers or something.
Like sitcom fake canned laughter.
Yeah. Fake claps in the background or something.
Maybe.
We'll have to wait and see tonight. But yeah, Broncos, Eels. Didn't think we'd get here, but here we are. NRL season's back in business.
And, you know, that's exciting for a lot of people. I know it is for you, Rach. You still enjoy your footy.
Do enjoy the footy.
But, question for you.
Yes.
Does your partner enjoy the footy more?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely likes the footy more than me.
Do you feel like, and this isn't having a go, that maybe he might just become, he feels a little more absent, a little more focused on the footy during the footy season?
You could say that.
Yeah. I feel like some people, maybe even more, some may feel like their husbands completely disappear during the footy season, you know? Like,
right.
Just completely focused.
Okay.
And so, got a solution for that problem.
Right.
A brand new product that should help you make sure you don't feel alone in your house during the footy season.
Okay.
Ladies, the footy's here, and you know what that means. Your husband is going to disappear. From Thursday night, it will feel like he's vanished, leaving you alone in your own house. But feel alone no longer. Introducing the NRL season Hire a Hubby. The NRL Hire a Hubby is the perfect substitute for a real-life partner during the footy season, and he'll be just like the original. Want to feel frustrated after asking your husband to take out the rubbish for the 14th time? The NRL Hire a Hubby will promise to do it in a minute every single time. Are your clean floors a reminder your partner abandoned you for the footy? The NRL Hire a Hubby will make sure to walk through the house with dirty shoes at least once a day. And for an additional fee, the deluxe package will make sure he sneaks into the fridge and eats the last bit of chocolate or ice cream when you're not around. So what are you waiting for? Get your NRL season Hire a Hubby now, because your real husband definitely has plans for tonight already.
I'm interested to know how you came up with this specifically, because, well, you are the partner in the relationship that you're sort of referring to. So are you saying that you don't clean the floors, you don't take out the rubbish, and you eat the last bit of chocolate in your house? Like, where did you get the idea for this from?
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I know you don't watch the footy a lot, so you're just doing all these things regardless of being distracted by the footy. And since you're not watching the footy, does that mean you're the Hire a Hubby? Are you going out to these people's houses?
And just being slack to them too?
Yeah.
Look, I did just remember today's bin day and I didn't put out the bins.
Oh, well, there you go. 13, 12, 16 if you want Sam to come over and be your Hire a Hubby.
Colin's called through on 13, 12, 16. What's up, Colin?
Listening to the radio talking about Hire a Hubby.
Yes.
I've got a story about Hire a Hubby when I first started my business.
Oh, yeah. Do you work at Hire a Hubby?
No. When I was in South Africa, I came out of army and I started a business and I called it Hire a Hubby.
Yeah.
What I do, well, in Australia, you call it white goods, but in South Africa, it's called domestic appliances. Yeah. So I've done my apprenticeship fixing all fridges, stoves, washing machines and whatever you have in your house.
Yeah.
And so it was really quiet. I'm lying in my bed one day. I think, I'm going to go into the newspaper and run an ad, Hire a Hubby, because when you get to customers' houses, they're like, my husband's too lazy or too stupid to do fix my window or that. So I said, all right, so I ran an ad as Hire a Hubby. And it said, Hire a Hubby, is your husband too tired, too lazy to do all your household errands and requirements? Call Colin. And darling, it turned out if I was a gigolo, I would have been a rich man. There was no calls to fix washing machines or fridges or door handles. It was like,
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Straight away, they'll say, what do you charge? And I was like, well, it depends what services are rendered. And then they go into detail. I'm like, no, sorry, I just do domestic appliance repairs. I just got married. So I wasn't even married a year. The bride was not too impressed at all with all this.
Oh, gosh. Us Australian women were a little bit frisky, Colin, I'll have you know. That is hilarious. Thank you so much for your call.
No worries, guys.